This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A national lockdown for England as the region continues to fight the surge in COVID-19 cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement Monday evening in a televised address. The current surge is gaining speed due to a more contagious variant of the virus, and the Prime Minister said urgent action must be taken to slow the spread. He said during his address, quote, "As I speak to you tonight, our hospitals are under more pressure from COVID than any time since the start of the pandemic." He later added, "The government is once again instructing you to stay home." The measures would include school closures from Tuesday and rules requiring most people to stay at home apart from essential shopping, exercise, and other limited exceptions. The lockdown is expected to last until mid-February. A senior United Arab Emirates official says that a Gulf Arab summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday would restore Gulf unity. The UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs said in a Twitter post that, quote, "more work lies ahead and we are moving in the right direction." His comments come after a senior Trump administration official said a deal aimed at ending a long-running dispute with Qatar would be signed on Tuesday. Qatar's ruling court said Monday the ruling Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will attend the summit. The U.S. state of Georgia's top election official Brad Raffensperger said on Monday that fellow Republican President Donald Trump had pushed him to take what he called an inappropriate call. On the call, which was recorded and published by U.S. media, the president is heard asking the Secretary of State to find more votes and overturn his November presidential election defeat in the state. Two Democratic members of Congress asked FBI Director Christopher Wray to investigate. This is VOA News. More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join an almost assuredly futile effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the Electoral College vote showing that Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Trump in the November election. The certification of the Electoral College vote favoring Biden is the last step before he is to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. All 10 living former defense secretaries are warning against using the military to try to change the outcome of the election. The former Pentagon chief signed an opinion piece in the Washington Post. The questions whether President Trump will peacefully give up flower, it questions rather whether President Trump will peacefully give up power on January 20th. The former chiefs warned that involving the military in pursuing claims of election fraud would take the country into dangerous territory. The time for questioning the results, they say, has passed. The 10 men who signed the piece include James Madison, Mark Esper, two of President James Mattis, rather, Mark Esper, who are two of President Trump's former defense secretaries. Britain began administering the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine on Monday. The British officials say a 500,000 doses of the vaccine are ready for use. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and more easily transported than the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine because it does not need to be kept at extremely cold temperatures. The Pfizer shot has already been administered to many healthcare professionals in Britain and the United States. In the U.S., Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says in his city, someone is infected with the coronavirus every 6 seconds. And he is warning that what is happening in Los Angeles can and will be coming in many communities in America. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow start in the United States. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and distributed more than 13 million. Millions of Kenyan pupils, returned to school on Monday for the first time since classes were dismissed 10 months earlier due to the coronavirus pandemic. Kenya schools shut down in March 2020 when the new coronavirus arrived in the country and partially reopened to select classes in October. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.